In John 7:37, Yeshua said this, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." I mean, when we look at this beautiful river of flowing, and we think of Yeshua saying, "He that believes in me, I will become within him a well of living water," and that rivers, he said, of living water would flow from our innermost being, and we would eventually come to a place that our soul would become so satisfied because of our connection to Father God through Yeshua, that we would lose our thirst for anything else. In other words, we would not be attracted by anything the world has to offer, because we would truly find, beloved, the deepest possible satisfaction that can only be found in the one that created us for himself. I know that many people know a lot about God. I believe that there's revelation in many different religions. We can study the different religions of the world, and we can pull out from those different religions different truths that are absolutely true, because the Holy Spirit is in the world, and the Holy Spirit speaks to all men. But Jesus said, when you believe in me, he said, no longer will the Holy Spirit just be with you, but Jesus said, when you believe in me, the Holy Spirit will come in you, and I'll become within you once again a well of living water. So if you're thirsty, Jesus is saying to you and I today, come to him and drink. How do we drink? We talk to him, beloved. We tell him the truest parts of our soul. We tell him the things that are hurting us, the things that are making us sad, the things that make us angry, the things that confuse us. And then we acknowledge him and all the good things that he's done for us. We thank him for the beauty that we see. We thank him for the food we eat. We thank him for the relationships we enjoy. We talk to God. We become honest with him. We make him our closest friend. We open our soul to him so that there's no secrets. We become honest with ourselves by becoming honest to him. And then we show him thankfulness and gratitude for being alive and for everything he gives us. Beloved, I believe that if we'll practice those two truths, being open and honest with God, bearing our soul to him every day, and being thankful and grateful to him, we're going to receive the water that Jesus spoke of, and the thirst that we have will more and more be quenched and satisfied. This is Rabbi Schneider saying, I love you today. Most importantly, Hashem, Father God, loves you. Pass this on to a friend. God wants you to bless him.